Welcome to the Live Free Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Quinn, and I am a mom on a mission to help you launch, grow, and scale a profitable freelance business from home. Join me each week for tangible business advice along with inspiring interviews, all designed to help you mom strong, work smart, and live free. If you are loving this podcast, finding yourself motivated or inspired, learning something new, or just a fan of the show, do me a favor and help me spread the message. Screenshot the episode, add it to your Insta stories, and tag me at Michaela.Quinn. Every share helps me reach more and more moms, and I may just share your share and feature you in my Insta stories too, because together we can take over the world. All right, mama, it's time. Grab your coffee, water, or wine, because we are starting. Hey there, happy Monday. Hope you are having a good week and are excited for another week ahead. I'm super grateful you are choosing to spend a little portion of your day and week with me, and thank you for listening. Anyways, I'm super excited to dive into today's episode. We are doing a mix of new student success stories as well as doing a couple student success story updates. So today you get to meet Chelsea Mellinger again. She was on the podcast back Episode 79, kind of sharing how she got started and built her business. And today she is coming back on to share how business has been going in the last, 3-4 years. So Chelsea is a mom to 5 sweet kiddos, and in the last 4 years and growing her business has had 2 more babies. So she is a mom to 5 kids and works at home, stays at home, and has built a business that fits her stage of life of being busy mom to 5 active kids. So you'll get to hear a lot of how she kind of manages both and has made freelancing work for her, and how it's last and grown, and how she scaled back and ramped back up and going on maternity leaves and just doing all the things. So I'm excited for you to meet Chelsea. She is a business systems and customer relations specialist. She basically takes business owners' overwhelm from running everything by creating efficient systems and providing daily management of the back end of their business. So without further ado, let's go hear from Chelsea Mellinger and where she's been in the last 4 years. Chelsea, welcome back to the podcast.
Hi, Michaela. So glad to be here.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming back on today. This is going to be so fun. It's been like 3.5, maybe 4 years since we first originally sat down to do your first interview on the podcast.
Yes, which I can't believe it's been that long.
Right? I feel like I just blinked, but so much has happened since then. So there's a lot of new people on the podcast. Maybe they haven't gone through every episode. If you guys haven't met Chelsea yet, her original story from starting her business is episode 79. It's from October 30th, 2019. So you might want to jump back to that after listening to this episode, because this is going to be kind of the catch up, what's happened in her business in the last 3 to 4 years. You guys have reached out and said you wanted to hear more kind of like, where are they now episodes, to see the longevity of freelancing and see how it has continued to work inside the lives of the different women and moms who've come here. So we're excited to kind of do a catch-up episode. But Chelsea, before we dive into kind of where you're at now, what has happened in the last 3-4 years, can you give a quick kind of introduction to who you are and like why you started freelancing in the early part of your business?
Yeah. So I was like you. I was an English teacher and I taught middle school. I loved it. That's what I knew I wanted to do all my life. And it was wonderful. But I also knew that it was super important to me. I wanted a big family. And that was like the long-term plan for my husband and I. So I had got pregnant with my 3rd child. And I knew that after that point, I would be staying home. She was actually due in May. So it all kind of like worked out perfectly that I wrapped up that year as I had her. And I learned about you and what you were doing. And I was, you know, creeping on it for the longest time. I feel like it really wasn't that long, but for months. And I knew that I wanted to stay at home, but I also knew that doing something professionally was important to me too. So I always just like had this thing in the back of my mind, like someday when I am a stay-at-home mom, I'm going to do something from home. And so it was just so perfect that I found what you were doing and your course. And because I know that I wouldn't have been able to do that on my own.
Yeah.
So it was just so perfect. And I was like, this is great. Like, I know Michaela, I trust her. And so I just was like, it was honestly one of those moments where you're like, this is meant to be because I know that I'm going to have to do something from home. And financially for my husband and I, like that was something that like we knew I wanted to stay home and then we knew that we could make it work, but we knew I needed to be bringing something in.
Yeah.
Also. So just worked out perfectly.
Life's expensive. Life's so expensive. And like, yeah. That was a conversation Colin and I, we didn't really have because I like to shop.
Yeah.
We just did things a little funky where we would have had to significantly cut back and drastically change our lifestyle. Could we have done it? Yes. Was that what I wanted? No. And so it's so cool that there's this happy medium.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I've loved so much is that, you know, I can set my prices also, and I can set my availability. And so like, just the idea of like, I could have a newborn baby and I could work like 5 hours a month if I wanted to, or I could, you know, work part-time or I could work full-time. Like there's just so many ways to make it work for whatever family lifestyle you have going on. So.
Yeah. And you have a big family. Like since you started your business, you started when your third was like 4 months old. You've since in the last 4 years grown your family by two more babies.
Yes.
Yes. Two more babies.
Yeah.
So walk us through like what it's looked like in your life and business the last 4 years, starting a business, getting it up and successful, pregnant again, running a business, having another baby. Like we've been on the same path with the kids.
Yeah, really have. It's so funny. Yeah. So like I said, my third was like 4.5 months old. I started the program and I just like started my business basically within a month of the course. I mean, I took it slow, but I also got like a lot of clients kind of within like a short period of time. And so I was like, okay. And I just kind of kept running with it. And so I started out doing like anything and everything, you know, it was one of those things like I'm a virtual assistant and I took on all sorts of different types of tasks and clients, which was great. I mean, it gave me a lot of experience and I learned kind of like what I enjoyed doing and what I didn't enjoy doing. And that was great. So I liked having that experience for, I would say probably 6 months or so, maybe even a year. I did kind of like a hodgepodge of things for different people. And then I got pregnant with my fourth. And so, yeah, I mean, it all kind of for me, I've always been what I would consider part-time. There was a time where I was probably working like 25 to 30 hours a week. And I knew just with like having small kids that that was just too much for me.
Yeah.
So I ended up at that point, that's where I was like, really need to like decide what my services are going to be. What do I want to offer? You know, and I kind of narrowed things down in terms of services. And also I let go of some clients because, you know, we just parted ways right around when I was having my fourth. I decided that I was going to focus in on like customer relations management. So really like building and setting up CRMs, but also the ongoing management piece of them. And that's what I'm still doing today. And then I really like, there have been times where I did a little bit of social media for a client who I was also doing CRM management for. So I've still kind of stuck with that. You know, good clients are great. And so there have been a few times where I'm like, yeah, I'll do that for you. I can handle that. So focus has definitely been on CRM management, systems and processes, stuff like that. But then I do like, for example, I do social media for my church, for our parish. So that's where I am today.
Oh, cool. So what is a CRM? So there's probably a lot of people beginning stages, not fully established yet, and the acronyms are crazy. So what does that mean?
Okay. So it stands for customer relations management. One example that I think a lot of people have heard of is Dubsado. I work specifically with photographers. So a lot of my photographer clients actually use something called Sprout Studio. There's various CRMs out there, but basically it's like the system that you use to communicate with your clients or your customers. So with my photographers, they're needing to, like, you know, send out reminder emails and invoice. And so it's like an catch-all program to do that with your customers and clients. So super important for, honestly, I think all businesses to have some sort of system, even if you're only taking in a few clients, you know, here and there, because it just keeps things organized and communication is super important, I think. So I like to just take that over for all my clients. It helps them in the long run.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you work predominantly with photographers?
Yes, for the most part. I have other clients also, but yes. So that's another thing I've kind of like narrowed down who I work with also over time as my business has grown. And so I've just really loved working with photographers. There's other tasks like administrative tasks that go along with what photographers need. And so I'm able to do that too. A lot of like part of their CRM is uploading pictures to their galleries and sending those out and stuff like that. So I'm able to then do that part for them as well.
So with the photographers are in the CRM services, you said there's an ongoing management piece. Are you mostly working with clients like on a retainer basis, or is it project-based, like in and out model? What does that look like?
Yeah. So I am mainly for the most part doing ongoing monthly retainer packages for my clients. That's what I offer the most, I would say. I took a course from Sarah Massey actually for VIP days. So that was probably a couple of years ago. So I also offer VIP days. They've since changed a bit for me because having small children, as you know, I mean, like me spending an entire day on a VIP day is just not what I can do a lot of times. So I've kind of like shifted my VIP days to kind of more of like a week long process and stuff like that. But so I actually offer those for photographers, but others as well for setting up their CRMs too. So some people will come to me and just not have anything set up, but I can do that. And then I also can offer the ongoing management piece as well.
Yeah. Cool. Have your clients been like long-term clients, or do you feel like throughout the years you're constantly having to find new clients? What does that kind of look like?
Yeah. So one of my current clients, I have had her since day one, which is so cool.
Yeah.
So I have such like a strong relationship with her where I can honestly like consider her a friend and a mentor. She's been in business for a really long time. So it's really neat. And she actually visited me. She drove through where I live. I guess it was 2 years ago. So it was really cool to meet her in person, especially since everything is virtual.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's my longest running client, which has been a really cool experience for me. And then most of my other clients, I would say at this point, I have had since I kind of shifted and started focusing in on CRM management. So yeah, the shortest client I have, I've had her for almost a year.
Wow.
So lots of long-term clients is really cool.
Yeah. Do you feel like, are you constantly marketing your business, or are you more just doing the client work and kind of living your life?
Yeah. And I would say that's more where I'm at, you know, and I've changed that. And that's kind of what I love so much about freelance is that I can, you know, I've had this experience where I'm like, oh, I'm pregnant. I'm going to pull back a little bit. Like, I don't need to market my business. I'm good where I'm at. And so I don't have to market my business much, and I don't get in the Facebook groups much and, you know, put my name out there. But if I want to, or if I need to, which I'm coming up on a stage where I'd like to really start, you know, marketing myself out there, I'm going to have three and full-time school. And so I'm just ready to like get going again with that. My baby just turned one a couple weeks ago, which is crazy. Also, things just fly by. And so, you know, as you start getting to that point where you're like, okay, I think I'm ready to take on more clients. That's kind of just what I've done over the last 4 years. It's like I pull back when I need to, or just don't put myself out there as much. And then when I need to, I do. So
when you need to, I think this is really, really hard for some people to be in a season of maybe I need to pull back, but there's the fear of, but what about when I want to turn it back on? Like, is there going to be more opportunities for me? Could you maybe speak to that at all? Like, the mom that is maybe wanting to have another baby or is pregnant. And like, I think what's best for me, and we can do it financially for me to pull back, but I'm scared about having to come back and starting from scratch or starting over.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I for sure had a fear of that. I would say that I was like really hyper-focused on, okay, I need to like schedule out social media posts and I need to have my, you know, and while I think that's important, and I still try to do that now, you know, a lot of my Instagram right now is truthfully just my kids and me hanging out, you know, but some business things in there. I'm not actively seeking out clients this summer. Like I said, I soon will hope to be, but I honestly don't think, I mean, it's a hard thing to get over in your head because I think marketing right now, it's such an important thing for businesses and everybody knows that. But I also think that just kind of like with this stay at home, work from home mentality, it's okay to say, look, like right now I'm just being a stay at home mom and I work from home. But I don't have to put that out there. You know, I don't have to have a social media post every day for me to say I'm working from home, you know? Right. So
yeah,
I think that's important to have it out there. And it's important to just be like even on social media, I've said, I'm still working, but I'm just not, you know, you don't see it a lot because I'm busy living my mom life and I'm working already and I just don't need to market myself.
Yeah. So especially when you're booked out and you're at a place where you're comfortable for now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
When you,
and like I said,
oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've always kind of stuck around the part-time anyway, just because, you know, my kids range from 9 to 1 and I'm really busy being a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah. So when you have kind of had the seasons where you've pulled back and then you want to come back, what's it like coming back? Does it take forever to land clients again? What's that process like? Hey there, real quick interruption from me, Michaela Quinn. Anyways, I wanted to make sure that you knew that we just added a 12-month payment plan to our program, the Live Free Academy. You can enroll and get started today for just $147. If you go to go.michaelaquinn.com or just head to the show notes on this episode, we've got it linked there as well. You can read all the details and click one of the buttons to go enroll. And on there, you'll see the 12-month payment plan option. When you choose the 12-month payment plan option, you get the entire course the second you enroll. We don't hold anything back because you're on a payment plan. You'll get access to the How to Build Your Business from Start to Finish course, skills training, the job leads board, the coaching calls, the student community Facebook group, and everything else that is a part of the Live Free Academy program so that you can get started freelancing and land your first client in 30 days, 60 days, however long it takes you to go through the course and then start implementing. Again, you can see all the details at go.michaelaquinn.com/academy or head to the show notes and click the link there. All right, back to the show.
Yeah. Well, I would say that one of the things that I did, I think it would have been like a year and a half into my business, I did invest in a website.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like for me, a really good move. I know, I mean, I didn't start out with it. I would say it's totally not necessary, you know, but I liked that I always had my website to be able to send to people once I was ready to start, you know, reaching back out and putting myself out there. It was just a nice, simple, easy link to be able to send. And I like it also because I can go in and just edit my services as I need to. I've changed, like I said, some things that I do based on, like, for example, my VIP day changed from a day to more of like a week. So I was able to like go into my website and just kind of adjust that, mm-hmm. you know? So, I mean, that was one thing I liked that I had to fall back on when I was ready to start putting myself out there. And it wasn't hard, I would say. It was just kind of one of those things where it was like, and I was really honest. I mean, I'm kind of an open book in general. And so with any clients that I was, or like potential clients that I was on a call with, I would be really honest. Like, I just had a baby 2 months ago and I'm, you know, I've been doing this for, you know, 2.5 years, but I'm really just now getting back into it after having a bit of a leave and, you know, just very open and honest about stuff mm-hmm. like that.
And clients, do they ever care when you're like, oh, I just had a baby?
I've honestly never run into that. Yeah. No. And, you know, I also, and I think this is part of what makes that apparent to people that I've talked to is I incorporate my business and mom life totally. Yeah. I always have, for me, I was like, if I'm doing this, I'm just going to mesh those things together because it's the whole reason I stayed home is so that I can do both together. Yeah. I've always had lots of really understanding clients. A lot of like, oh my gosh, like if I have a baby sleeping, what happens if they, but I always kind of start the call off like that. Like, hey, I just wanted you to know, like I've got some kids napping. They may wake up and they might come in here and people are always understanding. So,
yeah. And if they're not, like, that's not going to be a fit for you. And it's good to find that out.
Right. Yes, totally. Yeah. My kids are always going to be a part of my day. Not to say that I'm not going to, like, you know, have my work time mapped out and scheduled out. One thing that I'm really good about doing is I've always had, you know, structured time here throughout times where I got busier and all of that. So that helps too, you know, because you can communicate that with clients also. Like, hey, I've done that before with my clients. I'm like, every May, I always remind my clients, like, summer is here. My kids are home for the summer. Just so you know, my business hours are changing to this. I'm not, you know, available as much in the mornings because we go out and do things. So I just kind of always have communicated, like, this is what I've got going on in my life and this is how it's going to affect my business.
Yeah. So what does your typical, like, week look like as a mom working from home with 5 young kids and still doing, like, stay-at-home mom? So you don't have any childcare, correct?
Correct. Right now I don't. So, and I just haven't needed it right now, but Yeah, so I'm very structured. And I always just have a little bit of work time in the morning. I always schedule in morning work time, mainly because I'm in my clients' inboxes and I usually tackle tasks within their inboxes. Mm-hmm. So it's important that I check those at least 1 to 2 times a day, depending on the scope of work for them. Mm-hmm. So I am always having morning work time. And then I always work during nap time. I always consider it the nap time hustle. I always have. Even with my older kids being home, they just know that that's their time for quiet time. Sometimes they watch TV. You know, it's like I just am always working during that time period. Mm-hmm. So that's when I get the bulk of my work done. And it's what I've always done because having small kids, that nap time is always like, it's always a thing for me to have at least, you know, 1.5 to 2 hours of work time uninterrupted.
Yeah. So your morning work time, do you wake up and do that before kids get up? Or is that like part of your morning routine? What does that look like?
Yeah, it is a little bit. Being summer, my kids are kind of up at various different times, depending on which child we're talking about. But yeah, I'm an early riser, sort of. So I am usually working a little bit before they wake up. And then I take a little bit of a morning break. And then again, it's like, they just know, like, I will just say, it's my morning work time. So you guys can go play. I mean, so they're just aware of that. That's what's going on. But then, like I said before, I also communicate really well with my clients and let them know, like, this is summertime and I'm going to spend it with my kids. So there are mornings where when I would typically be available from like 9 to noon, I'm just not, you know, and I don't typically make that work up in the evenings unless I absolutely have to. It's just that because I've worked with a lot of these clients for a very long time, I'm aware of what's going on and I can kind of just build my schedule around the tasks that I have to do for clients. So that's really nice too. You know, if I've got a busy week with my kids, then I just know I'm going to have to work a little bit more at a different time for clients. So it's just so flexible, which is wonderful.
Yeah. Wow. So then what does it look like during the school year? Because school will start here, gosh, in less than a month.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So like I said, I will have 3 in full-time, full-day school, and then all the preschooler, and then my baby turned 1. So I actually do have, we're a part of a Mom's Day Out program, which has been great. That's just like a 9-to-1 type thing. I've been doing that ever since I started. So that's been something that I've fallen back on. I work during that time sometimes. And then this year I will have childcare. I'll have that and childcare another day. So essentially I'll have 2 mornings a week for my younger ones where I can get work done, which will be great. So yeah, I mean, the school year will be very similar. I'm always kind of having 2 separate sessions, I'd say, of work time each day, just kind of depending on what we're doing. And I, you know, when I first started my business, I'll be honest, I worked in the evenings and I worked on the weekends, actually quite a bit, because I would try to save a lot of the work for like when my husband was home so I could just not worry about the kids and he would take the kids. And that worked out really well then, but it's been really nice to now, I guess it's probably because I've been with most of my clients for a long time. I don't really do that very often. Yeah. Like I said, I only really do that when I know I've got a busier week coming up, or like I had a vacation this summer. And so I did a lot of evening work and weekend work to prep to be gone for that. But that's been really a nice transition for me because I, you know, my weekends are filled with soccer games and all that kind of stuff too. So it's just been so great to build my business and have that ongoing work shift as my kids grow and as my kids get involved with different things. And that's just what I've loved so much about what I'm doing.
You can just make it fit whatever season you're in right now. I love that.
Yes, that is the ultimate best part of it all. Yeah.
So when you're like doing mom things and like out about, it's summer with your kids, are you constantly being contacted by clients? Like, I feel like that's a worry from some people that I will answer in my inbox occasionally of like, do I always have to be on? Like, do I need to be like ready at my house on my computer, ready to go do a task in the moment?
Right. Okay. So yeah, I actually really love talking about this because again, after having like 4.5 years under my belt, I have had a lot of different experiences with clients and even some of the ones that I'm with now, not that they were bad experiences, but when COVID kind of happened and everything became so virtual, it was wonderful. And we were all so thankful, you know, that we were able to continue to do a lot of different things because of technology. I feel like now that we're, you know, a couple of years out of that, it's like, it seems like you can be contacted in so many different ways all throughout the day. And to be honest, and I'm guilty of this too, a lot of people expect responses right away. And I'm not even just talking clients, but you know, like I'll message a business myself and be like, are you open today? You know, because we can do that, which is great. But I just feel like I have had to step aside and be like, okay, look, I have boundaries. Like I'm with my kids. I have to focus my business on business times and I have to focus with my kids when it's mom time. Mm-hmm. So that's been something over the last year, I would say, that has been a goal of mine, is to just really set those boundaries with clients and make sure that I am, you know, sticking to it.
Yeah.
And it's hard when, you know, clients, I would say, have a certain expectation too. So it's like, that's where that communication piece comes in. And it's like, you know, we have to establish like when I'm available and when you need me to get something done and just having that open communication. Cause there's been so many times, even just this summer alone, where I'm like, hey, I can't get to it right now, but I'll be on, you know, here in a couple hours and no big deal. So
yeah, that's one thing I went through too in the beginning when I was doing client work. And I felt like I realized it wasn't necessarily the client that was like, I need you to do this right now. But it was pressure that I put on myself. Like, oh, they sent it to me. They must want me to do it now.
Yes.
It was just something that I assumed. And so don't always assume those things. Just like Chelsea said, communicate and talk back. If they send you a task, you can reply, when do you need this by? Or train your clients to, when they're assigning you things, tell you when they need it by and let them know, like, my turnaround time is for in the moment tasks, tasks that pop up is 48 hours or whatever, whatever that might be for you. What other things do you do to kind of uphold your boundaries? Do you have any?
Yeah. So, and like you said, that's exactly it. Honestly, like it's never been, and I've even told my clients, like, I know you're just working when you can work and you'll send me tasks. It's totally me. It's like, and I'm very type A. I mean, I'm an Enneagram one. And so if something comes at me, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to tackle it right now. I have to handle it. I have to respond. But what I've noticed too, is like, if I'm in the middle of playing with my kids or something, and I open a message from a client or even just a task, like an email or something, I could easily get distracted and maybe I'm not answering or handling it at my best, you know? And so that's where I was like, okay, I have to, like, for my kids and my mom family life, but also for my business and reflective of how I work, I need to be focused on, you know, the business things when it's time to do that and not be distracted by other things. So I've been using things like on my phone, you know, there's like the focus setting. So I do that a lot. And I kind of like turn on my do not disturb at certain times. I have that automatically set up to do, which is really cool. You know, you can toggle off certain apps and stuff like that. And so that's what I've been using. And I just really stick to it. And I try not to deviate from it unless I absolutely need to.
So. Yeah, that's awesome. I need to be better about the do not disturb, because I mean, when you run your business, you can work from whenever, you can work whenever, but you can also always work. And so it's important to turn off the distractions, turn off the notifications and live your life, be with your kids, do whatever it is you need to do or want to be doing in that moment. I love that reminder. Well, Chelsea, as we wrap up this episode, what do you have planned for this fall? I know your kiddos, you're going to have 3 in school full time, 2 at home, but you'll have 2 mornings. Is this fall going to be like a season of growth for you? Are you kind of still in a season of maintaining? I'm just curious what your plans are for your business for the rest of the year.
Yeah. So I really hope to have growth this year. It's been great to kind of take it easy and be, I'm still on that part-time track, I feel like, but I'm hoping to take on a couple more clients here in August. I'm kind of going to go in a different route and kind of reach out and actually like open up retainer spots. Yeah. So probably here in a couple of months, that's my plan. And I hope that I'll have a little more time since I've got kids in school.
That's so exciting. So opening up retainer spots, are you looking for more photographers for CRM management or is it a new service?
Yeah. So sticking with photographers for CRM management, not just photographers. I work with a lot of different, you know, people, but anybody with a CRM, that ongoing management retainer service is what my passion is right now. And that's kind of where I'm hoping to continue to grow. And then I do hope to offer a couple of VIP weeks for systems setups too. So I'm hoping to kind of add those in and sprinkle those in throughout this year. I really enjoyed doing those when I first started offering it. And I hope to kind of get that back too.
Yay. That's so exciting. Well, guys, if you're listening and you have a photographer client who needs a CRM setup, don't hesitate to reach out to Chelsea.
Yeah.
Some spots open this fall.
Yes.
Well, Chelsea, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. It's always great to catch up. And I'm so thankful for you coming on and just sharing your wisdom with us and kind of peeling back the curtain and letting us see what it's like to run your business as a mom of 5 young kids at home and still be present with them, but still have a business that supports your family.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Michaela. I have enjoyed coming back on also. And I'm just so thankful for finding you and being able to do this journey.
Yay.
Now, just because the episode is over doesn't mean the knowledge party has to stop. Come hang out with me and thousands of other mamas in my free Facebook group. Just search Facebook for the Live Free Podcast Mastermind with Michaela Quinn, or go to the show notes. We have it linked there. And make sure you answer the questions so our gatekeeper knows that you want in. And don't forget, sharing is caring. If you are loving this podcast, please take a moment to share it with your friends. But make sure you tag me at Michaela.Quinn on Instagram and at Michaela Quinn on Facebook. See you next week.